Have you ever struggled to remember Pokemon type matchups? Sure, some are obvious, but why is Dark weak to Bug? Why does Poison resist Fighting? Some of them just don't make sense. Thankfully, I am here to help. Today, I'll be explaining the logic behind every type matchup in the game to help you remember them better. Except the ones where logic fails, in which case I'll give you some other ways to remember them. Let's start with just weaknesses, since they're the most important and straightforward, then I'll do immunities, and finally, resistances. Which I'll tell you now is gonna be kinda rough. First is bug type, associated with, you guessed it, bugs. Bug is weak to fire, rock, and flying. Fire burns bugs, think of the magnifying glass burning ants thing. Rocks can crush bugs, arguably more effectively than a shoe, and for flying, many birds eat bugs. Important note, flying is weird, it's associated with actual birds, the simple act of flying, and elemental air. So it's gonna have a large variety of justifications. Next is Dark, associated not only with literal darkness, but also cruelty and underhanded tactics. It's actually called the evil type in Japan. Dark is weak to Bug, Fighting, and Fairy, and all three of these can be explained with one phrase: good beats evil. Fighting is associated with honorable, fair combat, and Fairy is associated with joy, love, and healing. Both are clear good guy types. But what about Bug? I don't know about you, but my reaction is, no, bugs are the bad guys. Well, this is actually explained by cultural differences between the West and the East. In Japan, insect collecting and battling is extremely popular, especially with rhinoceros and stag beetles. It's kind of what inspired all of Pokemon. Therefore, bugs are culturally viewed much more positively there compared to the West. So a stag beetle isn't some gross, disgusting bug, it's an honorable combatant, and thus, good versus evil. To frame it in a Western point of view, Spider-Man. Spider-Man beats the bad guys, Bug beats Dark. Next is Dragon, associated with not only its namesake, but arcane ancient magic, and also just reptiles. Dragon is weak to itself, ice, and fairy. Dragon because of the idea that only a dragon is strong enough to beat a dragon. Ice because reptiles are cold-blooded, and thus most are not well suited for the cold. And fairy because of the whole good versus evil thing I mentioned earlier. Pure-hearted magic slaying the vicious dragon. Next is Electric, which is only weak to ground. I am seriously simplifying here, but in electrical engineering, the ground for a circuit is the place where, in case of emergency, the electrical current can flow into and be harmlessly absorbed. And it's usually literally into the dirt. Next is Fairy, which is weak to poison and steel. As I mentioned earlier, Fairy is associated with healing and health, and poison is, well, the opposite of that. Then it's weak to steel because in many mythologies, supernatural beings, including fairies, were weak to iron. Fighting is next, associated with martial arts and honorable hand-to-hand combat. It is weak to flying, fairy, and psychic. For flying, the mobility of a bird trumps a ground-bound fighter, and also strong winds would shut down any amount of Taekwondo. Fairy works because it is heavily associated with magic, and even the world's best karate master is a muggle. Psychic also has magic associations, but there's another reason it beats fighting. The game developers chose brains over brawn. Because of course they did. They're game developers. They're freaking nerds. Let's not dwell on the fact that my entire life is centered around Pokemon. Next is fire type, which is nice and simple. Fire is weak to water, ground, and rock, because water and earth are used to put out fires, or at least stop their spread. Next up is flying, weak to rock, ice, and electric. Rock because you can kill two birds with one stone, ice because when it forms on wings, living or artificial, it harms the ability to fly, and electric because... Ghost is next, associated with its namesake and just like regrets, like soul stealing and stuff. I don't know, it feels like a lot of times it just overlaps with Dark. Ghost is actually weak to Dark, since spirits could be consumed by vengeance and turn into cruel husks, as opposed to just being like, I don't know, Casper. Ghost is also weak to itself, since ghosts pretty famously phase through things, except each other.
Ha ha! It is I, Galantib Boy!
Oh no, he's finally snapped! I won't go down easy!
I'll put that down, the hammer isn't for you, it's on theme! So by now you know about the epic RPG full of 800 awesome champions you can collect, then use to fight your way through thrilling battles, both through the story and against other players.
Of course, Raid Shadow Legends is the sponsor of today's video, but what does that have to do with the hammer?
The Asgard Divide! From now until November 22nd, you can collect Norse mythological champions Loki the Deceiver, Odin Feyfather, Freya Fateweaver, and of course, Thor Fey Hammer!
Oh, I see now. His hammer's way better, though.
I know! Gosh, just be nice! Logging in for 7 days between now and October 23rd will earn you Legendary Loki, plus there's more goodies for 7 days after that! I'm really excited! I love the game, so collecting these Norse champions is gonna be so fun! Click the link below or scan the QR code to download Raid and get bonuses available only through my link, such as Epic Champion Anax immediately, then Epic Champ Fane after you hit level 15!
Also, you can find me in-game under the name MNJTV and join my clan, Team Sky-MNJTV. But it looks like we're wrapped up now, so go ahead and get out of here with your silly little hammer.
You know what? That's it!
Ow!
Serves you right! Ta-ta!
Grass type is next, which should really be called the plant type because it covers so much more than just what grows in your backyard. It has a lot of weaknesses: flying, poison, bug, fire, and ice, all of which are pretty straightforward things that kill plants. For flying, not only do many birds eat seeds, but strong winds can definitely wreck trees. Poison works because of weed killer and other plant-based diseases, and bug is in a similar vein. Certain bugs can destroy plants completely. Bark beetles killed tons and tons of trees in Colorado, which allowed the East troublesome wildfire to spread so easily. Speaking of that, in case it somehow wasn't clear, that's why fire is good against grass, you know, the whole wildfire thing. Then finally, ice. You have to cover your flower beds before a deep freeze, but ice can even kill large trees. Last year, freezing rain accumulated on my trees so thickly that massive branches snapped clean in half. My trees survived, but some people's did not. All the work it was to saw off the dead branches and clean them up and stuff, you can bet I'm not forgetting this matchup anytime soon. Next is ground, associated with earth that is not as hard as stone. It's weak to water, grass, and ice. Water and ice relate to erosion, the process of removing earth and relocating it. Rainfall and waterways cover the water type, while glacial erosion covers ice. Wind erosion is also a thing, though, but I guess it's slower? Maybe? So I guess that's why flying's just, like, neutral? As for grass, plants are actually used to counter erosion, but they're strong against ground for another reason: sapping all the nutrients from it. If farmers don't use crop rotation, switching out the crops grown on a certain piece of land year over year, the plants will sap all of the nutrients out from the soil, leaving the land barren and infertile. Next is ice, and while it is associated with coldness and snow, its weaknesses can all be explained by what would happen to a block of ice. It's weak to rock and steel because both are harder than ice, and thus would break the block. It's weak to fire because fire would melt the block. Finally, fighting. A master martial artist could shatter the block. That being said, I do not recommend punching ice. It will hurt. Next is normal, associated with essentially just regular animals, and by extension, regular people. It is only weak to fighting, since a regular person would absolutely lose a fight to a professional MMA fighter. Next is poison, associated with venom, disease, and pollution. It is weak to psychic and ground. Psychic because of the association with the mind, and your mental and physical health are linked, so a strong mind can sometimes fight off illness. On the flip side, you're more likely to get physically sick if your mental health is bad, so go to therapy! As for the matchup with ground, this is actually the first matchup in the video that I don't think makes sense. A big problem with pollution is that the toxins seep through the ground and contaminate groundwater, prevent plants from growing, and have other harmful effects. In short, ground doesn't really stop poison. So instead, just remember the age-old wisdom. If you get a cut and want to prevent infection, just rub some dirt in it. Don't actually do that, though. That will actually make it worse. Next is psychic, focusing on the mind and psychic powers like telekinesis. It is weak to bug, ghost, and dark, and all three have the same explanation:
fear.
Bugs, ghosts, and the dark are common human fears, and fear is the mind killer. Next is rock, which is surprise about rocks. It is weak to grass, water, ground, fighting, and steel. Grass and water are here because of weathering and erosion. Plant roots crack rocks apart, and as mentioned for ground, rainfall and waterways erode rocks away. Again, I guess wind erosion is just too slow. The matchup with ground is a bit odd, but I'd say it's best explained by earthquakes shattering rock features. Fighting is here because of martial artists breaking stone. Again, do not try this at home. And steel because metal is harder than stone. Pickaxes, drills, jackhammers, etc. Next is the steel type, associated with all metal but mainly iron. It is weak to fire, ground, and fighting. Fire because extreme heat can melt metal, ground because metal tools will be worn down and dulled by use in the dirt, and fighting because a martial artist could punch through metal. Man, they're putting a lot of faith in a guy who took some karate classes at the Y. Maybe we need to specify that the fighting type isn't just about combat prowess, it's about that, but also, like, extreme physical strength. So, like, All Might. Okay. Think about fighting types like All Might. Then the ice, rock, and steel matchups make more sense. Finally, for the weaknesses section is water. It's weak to grass because plants suck up water with their roots and use it to grow, and electric because water conducts electricity. Okay, technically, pure H2O does not conduct electricity. It's the minerals mixed in with the water that are doing it. But, like, you're never gonna find pure distilled water in nature. Almost all real bodies of water conduct electricity. If you shock a pond, the fish in it are gonna die. And the water type isn't just water, it's aquatic creatures too. Now let's do immunities. Dark is immune to psychic. Think about trying to mentally manipulate a sociopath. They're so detached and cruel that, like, mental tricks just don't really work on them. It's like you put them in a nightmare and they're, like, thrilled. Fairy is immune to dragon. Think about Shrek! The dragon could do nothing in the face of true love. Although, actually, that doesn't, like, totally work because it actually helps save the wedding at the end of the movie and then finds love herself with Donkey. So, need something else. More logically, fairy magic and myth simply casts a wider net. Dragons are strong, but they can't defeat all the other mystical creatures combined. I'm pretty sure. Again, this one's a little funky. They really just needed to nerf dragons. Like, just remember that. Flying is immune to ground. If you are not touching the ground, you cannot feel an earthquake. Ghost and normal are immune to each other. Living people cannot touch ghosts, and ghosts cannot touch living people. Ghost is also immune to fighting due to this phase-through thing that they do, but fighting is not immune to ghost because fighting describes the technique, not the body. So a normal person can't touch or be touched by a ghost, and a punch would go through a ghost, but, like, you can't really say that a ghost can't touch kung fu. Because kung fu is, like, that's actions, not, like, a thing. Ground is immune to electric due to the electrical grounding discussed earlier. The current goes into the dirt and dies, and the earth could not care less. Finally, steel is immune to poison. This one's a little weird because I could just say, yeah, of course, because, like, you can't poison metal. But you also can't really poison a stone or ice either, and those still take damage from poison. So we need another explanation. That better explanation is that toxic waste is usually stored in metal vessels that it cannot penetrate nor harm. Sometimes the barrels are plastic, but there's no plastic type. And now for the final section, resistances, which are cruel and unusual. Resistances are not just weaknesses inverted. They're way less consistent. In fact, the only type to resist every type it's super effective against and no others is flying, and it has the ground immunity tacked on. But most are weird, like water. It resists fire, which makes sense, but not ground or rock. The others it resists are steel, ice, and itself, none of which it's strong against. So rather than try to logically explain the reasoning behind all of these resistances, because even when logic fits, it's loose and inconsistent, I'm gonna give you some tricks to remember as many resistances as possible. It's not gonna be perfect, because I'm a Pokemon YouTuber for a living and I still sometimes forget them, but I will do the very best I can. Normal is the easiest. It completely lacks resistances and is the only type to do so. Remember its weakness to fighting and immunity to ghost, and you're set. That's the type with the least resistances. Then the most is steel. Just remember it resists everything except the three types it's weak to: poison, since it's immune, plus water, electric, dark, and ghost. Wedge. Just think about like a steel wedge. Driven into something, I don't know. I remember water and electric because they feel like they could be super effective against steel. Water for rust and electric since metal conducts electricity. But steel, ever resistant, limited those matchups to just neutral. Then for dark and ghost, I just think of a sad Metagross. He got sad in Gen 6 when steel lost its resistance to dark and ghost. It used to, not anymore, and thus he gained two new weaknesses. Like, look at him all, he's so bummed. Back to the other end of the spectrum, ice has the second fewest resistances, infamously only resisting itself. Ice, ice, crybaby. This is actually a great opportunity to discuss all of the types that resist themselves, because it is impossible to explain logically. I could say ice resists ice because ice against ice is just more ice, and then I could say ground resists ground because you won't do much by adding dirt to dirt. But there's the problem, ground doesn't resist ground. Types do not resist themselves across the board, so I came up with a fun way to remember which ones do. Resisting oneself is special as opposed to physical. And also evolutions. This is the list of types whose attacks were always special before the physical special split in Gen 4. And all of them resist themselves, except Dragon, which is famously one of the only two types that is weak to itself. This works out great since all of these types match with an evolution except Dragon, because we never got a Dragon evolution. There are two hangups with this though. The first is Sylveon, since Fairy does not resist itself, and also Poison and Steel are missing. But that actually works out perfectly. The self-resisting types are the evolutions except Sylveon, who got scared away by its two weaknesses. Alternatively, you can use this mnemonic device that I came up with. Whenever I feel poo-poo down, everyone subscribe good. It's a bit flawed, since there are six other types who have the same first letters as the words in that. And also it's kind of painfully terrible, so maybe just do the whole special evolution thing. Let's keep progressing in order from least to most resistances, so next up are the types with two. Dark is pretty straightforward. It resists itself because of Umbreon, then since it's offensively good against Ghost and Psychic, it's defensively good against them too. Remember that Psychic is an immunity instead of a resistance, because Dark was explicitly created to nerf Psychic. Next is Ghost. What helps me remember its resistances, and lack thereof, is Gengar. The only fully evolved Ghost type in Kanto is weak to Psychic, because it's a poison type, and Ghost does not resist Psychic. Ghost does resist Bug and Poison. Just think about the Gengar laughing at a bee drill. It quadruple resists all of the bee's stab moves. Ground is another type with two resistances, poison and rock. These are two of the types it's strong against, and of course it's immune to electric, but it does not resist the last two types it's good against, steel and fire. I remember this by thinking of Onix and Steelix. Onix is weak to steel, and Steelix is weak to fire, because their ground type does not help them in those matchups. The final type with two resistances is Psychic. One is itself, remember, evolution type, Espeon, and the other is Fighting. Fighting is easy to remember since Psychic is good against it, but how do you remember that it doesn't resist poison? I personally think of Exeggutor being weak to poison. Psychic powers cannot save it from spoiling coconuts. Now for the types with three resistances. Let's first talk about Bug and Fighting, since they have a fun fact I always remember. They are the only two different types to resist each other. Bug's other two resistances are Grass and Ground. I remember Ground and Fighting too by thinking of Bug's steel types like Scizor, which is one of the few type combos in the game with only one weakness, that being fire. Steel is weak to fire, fighting, and ground, so the fighting and ground weaknesses must be canceled out by the bug type. As for grass, it's the only type Bug is strong against that Bug actually resists. You can remember this with the phrase, "I'm gonna tick your grass." It is incredibly stupid, but hopefully so stupid that it ticks with you. Anyways, fighting's other two resistances are dark and rock. Just picture a karate master listening to hardcore death metal and just really not enjoying it. Fairy resists fighting, dark, and bug. Conveniently, it has good defensive matchups against all three of the types it's good against: fighting, dark, and dragon. It just has the famous immunity to dragon. It also resists bug because, get this, all four types that start with F resist bug. Because F bugs, I guess. Next is flying, another F type, which, as I already mentioned, is the only type that resists every type it's strong against and no others: bug, grass, and fighting. The final type with three resistances is electric, resisting itself, as discussed earlier, Jolteon, plus steel and flying. Just think about Skarmory flying into a power line. The power line will be fine, Skarmory will not be. Then we have four types with four resistances. The easiest to remember is dragon. It resists water, electric, fire, and grass. The starter types, excluding Eevee. The starter types that are starter types in like more than one game. I like to think that before Megas, the dragon type hated Charizard so much, not only was Charizard not allowed to be dragon types, but dragon decided to resist Charizard and all of its starter friends. Just make sure to ignore the like secondary types, like the poison type on Venusaur and the flying type on Charizard. That dragon doesn't resist those. Grass resists itself. God, that is hard to say. Resists itself. Electric, water, and ground. First is itself because of Leafeon, the whole thing I discussed earlier. And then its electric resistance is actually one of the few that I think works perfectly logically. The reason is that wood is a poor conductor of electricity. Sure, lightning strikes can start wildfires, but that's proof of wood's poor conductivity. The energy can't go anywhere else, so it lights the tree on fire. As for water and ground, rather than explain those, I find it easier to explain why grass does not resist rock, the only type it's strong against that it doesn't resist. Think of a stone axe in Minecraft. It can cut down trees, just not for very long before it breaks, so that balances out as a neutral matchup. Rock resists normal, poison, fire, and flying. You can remember poison and normal by thinking about how both are bad against the physically hardest types, rock and steel. Then you have fire and flying, both weak to rock, but not bug and ice, the other two types rock is strong against. For this, I find it helpful to think like a Gen 1-er. Gen 1 rocks. Gen 1 has iconic normal types like Snorlax and Meowth, an excessive number of poison types, and most famously, Charizard. But it does not have a bug ice type, since we didn't get that type combo until Snom in Gen 8. Next is water, which as I mentioned at the start of this section is kind of funky. It has itself, remember Vaporeon, but also fire, ice, and steel. Fire is the only one it resists of the three that it's strong against, and I remember this because of Gyarados and Empoleon. Gyarados is weak to rock because of its flying type, and Empoleon is weak to ground because of its steel type. Their water type does not save them. For steel, I think of a sword stabbing water. It doesn't do anything. As for ice, when you make a glass of ice water, the water just gets chilly, but the ice melts. Admittedly, this particular matchup is quantity focused, because if you pour a glass of water out on an iceberg, that water's gonna freeze. However, how often are you on an iceberg? At least compared to how often you have a glass of ice water. Poison is the only type with five resistances, which is more than I realized. It resists itself, remember scaring off Sylveon, plus grass, fairy, fighting, and bug. Grass and fairy are the only two types it's strong against, so that's helpfully easy. Then for bug and fighting, remember how they resist each other? Well, think of that as a toxic relationship. And thus poison resists both of them. Again, I know this is very stupid, but that's kind of the point. Then finally, fire type, with six resistances, second place behind steel, which is still four behind because steel resists 10, and then steel also has the immunity. Steel's insane. Fire resists every type it's strong against, bug, steel, grass, and ice. Here, I think it could be helpful to think about all of the types that have a perfect defensive matchup against every type they're strong against. So, in other words, the types that either resist or are immune to every type that they have a super effective matchup against. Those types are dark, fairy, fire, flying, poison, and steel. It's the three types added after Gen 1, and then a Charizard who caught a cold. In addition to those four, fire resists itself, remember Flareon, plus fairy, which I've never fully understood, but I have a great way to remember it. Pretend for a moment that your name is Fire. It's the first day of school and your teacher is taking attendance in class, and then she mispronounces your name so badly that she says, "Is Fiery present?" You'd be so offended that you'd be resistant to answering. All right, yeah, this one's probably the worst of all of them, but hey, so bad that it hopefully sticks with you forever. That's gonna wrap it up. If you wanna see another video going over the nuances of Pokemon types, check out my video where I cover why the way types are designed results in Charizard being a sad, not dragon.